Hi, everyone. This is Isaac from IlluminatiWatcher.com. You're listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. As you probably already know, I've been talking about some projects I've been working on lately, one of which came to light this past week as more important than the others. I've been working on a Bitcoin thing, which was obviously very important when you consider its astronomical rise. However, I was also working on a project to talk about some of Tom DeLonge's revelations. Now, who's Tom DeLonge? You know who he is. He is the guy from Blink 182. He played the guitar on the... I think he did some vocals as well. I'm actually a pretty big Blink 182 fan. I like their earlier stuff. He was... I think the first album was more punk rock, and then they kind of went more sort of pop. So we're going to talk about Tom DeLonge tonight because there was a little thing we call alien disclosure that happened just recently. The Pentagon released a video of a UFO and a Navy pilot following it. Now, for some reason, this wasn't the biggest news story of the day, week, month, or year, which is pretty amazing. And I'm not sure what that tells us about our culture, but it's interesting that they showed this video, and, you know, it's not like it wasn't covered on the news. That's an overstatement, but the footage and the topic didn't really seem to resonate anywhere. So I'm going to talk about it on this podcast, and we're going to go through some of the ideas here and how this UFO disclosure ties into paranormal activity at Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. And like I said, we're going to talk about Tom DeLonge and his recent appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast. And we'll talk a little bit how this plays into the occult overall, because as you know, Tom DeLonge and Peter Lavender wrote that book, Secret Machines. And in it, I see a lot of ideas that are very similar to what I've researched. And we'll talk about that. It's going to be very interesting, but first we'll do a little housekeeping. Let's see what's been going on lately. Eminem dropped a new album called Revival. It's going triple plastic, doing very well. No, I don't think it's really doing that good. I actually saw who was going to be in the feature list. It was like, you know, Beyonce, Pink, Ed Sheeran, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. I mean, this is a guy who is well-loved in the hip-hop community, and he's pretty much selling out and doing, I don't know, pop sort of white music, dare I say. And note that I am a Caucasian, but, you know, I'm a member of the hip-hop community. I love rap music, and Eminem's first two albums were fantastic, and after that, I think they kind of went downhill. And I blame it on Dr. Dre, because Dr. Dre told him to stop rapping all nasally and silly and made him start doing this kind of angry white guy thing. And that was when he lost me. I mean, I don't know. The dude's talented. He's wasting his talent trying to, I don't know, be like the Nickelback of rap. Like, everything's sad and I don't know. He's just not fun anymore. But, you know, to each his own. People like it still, so good for them. Eminem's got the power. He could have pulled anybody he wanted in on this album. So I don't know why he didn't choose some of the more popular rappers of today, like the Migos or Kendrick Lamar. And speaking of Kendrick Lamar, I just published a video on the YouTube channel and an article on IlluminatiWatcher.com about Kendrick Lamar and his recent interview on Howard Stern. Now, on this interview, Howard Stern and him talk about how he was abducted by aliens, and then he proceeds to say, and I'll paraphrase this, something to the effect of how the aliens must have gave him the energy to perform like he does. Now, I think that's very curious because this ties us into many of the ideas that we've been exploring for years. I talked about it in my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. I talked about it in my recent book, The Dark Path. And you've got these artists who talk somewhat casually about either seeing aliens, UFOs, or being abducted by them. Katy Perry and Kesha come to mind. They both recently talked about these concepts. Katy Perry, like I talked about in The Dark Path, she talks to Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he told her that when the aliens come, that the artists and celebrities should be the ones talking to them because of the way their mind works. And this ties us into a lot of these ideas of why these artists get chosen to channel these alien spirits. It's because in the realm of the occult and ritual magic or what have you, they believe in making contact with another dimension. And in order to do that, you have to have a certain mindset. The Dionysian or Apollonian mindset brought about by, you know, meditation, fasting, drums, dance, all kinds of stuff, drugs, whatever. All these things are to get one's mind aligned such that it could make contact with another dimension, with these entities, these aliens, these demons. And that is all related to this recent, revelation, disclosure, or what have you, that was announced on the news. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about a new show on Netflix called Wormwood. It is about Dr. Frank Olson. I believe it was Frank Olson. Anyways, it was the doctor in the MKUltra project that jumped or fell out of a window of the hotel during the CIA's experiments of mind control and LSD. There's a 6-episode series. I'm actually on the last episode, and I'm going to, you know, create some kind of project for it because I've noticed many things besides the obvious with the MKUltra stuff. I've seen some other things on there. We'll put that out as a little teaser, but I'm going to do a little something on that. And I think it's interesting that Netflix has, they've got Wormwood, Stranger Things, and Manhunter, that show about the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. And all three talk about MKUltra. It's very curious because, you know, Ted Kaczynski was a victim or a subject in the MKUltra mind control experimentation. So that's a very curious element there, right? Also, a Korean pop star. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. He was a member of a boy band. I believe his name is Shinny. He passed away at the age of 27, a member of the 27 Club, if you will. Was there something behind that? Not sure. We'll keep it on the radar. If you see anything that suggests that, you can tweet it to me. I'm on Twitter, at Illuminati Eyes. Also, speaking of social media, on my Instagram, I published a photo of myself holding my weapon. I'm talking about a Nerf gun here, folks. Let's keep this PG, folks. I'm holding it as a demonstration of what I talked about in the last episode, where I was saying how I didn't understand how rappers nowadays, like they're pretty young guys. They're in the videos, they hold their guns all like stupid and not sideways, like, you know, one would expect, but more like by the handle, all funny. You know, go to my Instagram and you'll see what I'm talking about. The Instagram is Isaac Weishaupt, I think, at Isaac Weishaupt. I'm not sure how that works, but you'll find it. Just get on there, look for Isaac Weishaupt. What else is new? I think I talked last time about the reviews. I got a couple new reviews on iTunes. Big ups to people that do that. Same for anyone leaving book reviews on Amazon. I haven't seen any the last couple weeks, but, people are busy. I get it. So, big shout outs to anyone who's leaving reviews. Also big ups to Elizabeth for, she's going to send me some books on Dennis Wheatley. Looks really cool. Much appreciated. Also, Jamie on Patreon, she told me about the Joe Rogan podcast with Tom DeLonge, which is my natural segue into that exact topic. Let's talk about this. I listened to the entire episode. It's, roughly 3 hours. It's a pretty good listen. I'm a fan of Joe Rogan, his show. Some of the stuff he seems, I'm not going to say sketchy, but sometimes he seems like he's eager to accept flimsy things if they're in the wheelhouse of what he believes versus other stuff which he wants to pretend doesn't exist. But, you know, he's got a good amount of skepticism, so but he entertains the ideas, right? So good for him. But anyways, Tom DeLonge, the guy from Blink 182, he went on Joe Rogan's show and he talked about how he's been researching all this alien stuff for many years, since Blink 182. And somehow the ABCs, you know, that's like, you know, your FBI, your NSA, your CIAs, the ABCs decided to let him in the know of what's going on, right? They're going to pick a guy from a band, a pop punk band, and they're going to let him know about the aliens and the UFOs. Okay, so let's just digest that for a second. So they told him essentially that they've made contact with aliens. Okay. And there was a goal put in place to prepare the masses for the understanding of these aliens. Whether that be building electromagnetic UFO type craft or time travel. These are all technologies that the aliens in one way or another have shared with us, or maybe we captured it from crashed craft. I don't know. It doesn't go into detail exactly on what that is, right? In fact, on Tom DeLonge's social feeds, he asks for fundraising efforts to build some of these ideas based on the tips he's been given, okay? The claim is that after the Roswell crash in 1947, many catalysts were in place to start prepping for this. And then a little side note, if you're not familiar, Aleister Crowley's acolytes of L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology, and Jack Parsons, founder of JPL Labs, the predecessor to NASA, they did the Babylon Workings ritual out in the desert. And supposedly left the portal open, or they ripped the portal too wide. The whole idea was that they were going to channel some kind of entity into this world. And supposedly they did it. And Crowley allegedly said they were kind of morons and they didn't know how to close it properly. And then that next year, the Roswell alien crash happened. So is that a connection? Maybe. Is there a connection that Crowley's lamb alien that he channeled looks exactly like the gray aliens? Maybe. I mean, to me, it seems all connected, but, you know, open for debate a little bit. So, getting back to the Joe Rogan show, Tom DeLonge said that Roswell, the crash from Roswell, was Germans from Argentina, and the ABCs, the, you know, CIAs, FBIs, and all that, they spread disinformation until they could learn more about it. It's the same idea with the moon. Supposedly, we wanted to argue over, you know, the disinformation is spread, so they make us argue about whether or not we went to the moon, when the real question was, what was it that they found up there that either made them want to go to the moon or made them want to race to get there first? So, talking about Operation Paperclip, we're talking about how the German scientists like Wernher von Braun were brought over to learn more about these UFOs. Because if you remember, Hitler was messing with that Vril Society that was channeling entities through, you know, like Maria Orsic or whatever. So they had a interest in the occult and the paranormal, especially in aliens and alien life forms. So supposedly we've got some kind of technology from all that that was received from aliens, from the UFOs. Tom proceeds to talk about charging high frequency waves into objects such that they lose mass and levitate. You know, the conservation of mass principle, I don't know how that plays into it, but anyways, he was talking about different ideas in quantum physics, which if you look at some of the ideas of quantum physics, entanglement and whatnot, you'll see that there are a lot of similarities between science and the occult when you look at quantum physics. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying if you look at some of these, you know, spooky things that happen at the micro level, it ties in. There was also talk about those Delta Black crafts, Bob Lazar, Element 113, talked about multiple races of aliens. And he said that some of them looked like humans. And I don't think Tom DeLonge was saying that he saw them with his own eyes. I took notes on this because I listened to the show a few weeks ago. I think he was saying, if I recall correctly, that the insider info that he was given was about this from the, FBI, CIA, NSA, right? So he's saying that the gray aliens, may just be clones or droids with transmitters. And they're sort of compared to demons in that they possess people and they visit people. And I found that very interesting because on Amazon Prime, Jim Nichols, he has a video on there. I believe it's called Aeon of Horus. And I've been on a show with Jim Nichols a couple times. He's a pretty good dude, but he's got some stuff on there and he talks about the aliens. And he alludes to this idea of the gray aliens being sort of like vessels that they seek to channel demonic spirits from another dimension and put it into the grays. So when Tom DeLonge talks about how the grays are kind of like demons, that kind of lines up with that idea. He also talks about Atlantis and how that was a real concept, and that the Roswell crash, there were actually Greek words on the craft. Now, I've heard and read that they were actually hieroglyphics, like Egyptian hieroglyphics, not Greek words. So take from that what you will. He also actually, this is a little off topic, but he talked about how a company called SAIC in San Diego had a obelisk and pyramid in the front of its building. But I looked it up, because there was actually some Reddit threads about this. I looked it up, and sure enough, that's not accurate, because the building he's talking about was, adjacent to that or something to that effect. So, I don't know, close enough. When you go on these shows, sometimes you say things that maybe they're not entirely accurate because maybe you're nervous or there's a lot of information to know off the top of your head. So I get it. I'm not saying I would do any better on Joe Rogan's show. He's a very intelligent person, right? So they talked a little bit about Zachariah Sitchin, the guy who started the ancient alien theory. Well, he didn't actually start it. If you look back at the history of it, it goes back to Konstantin Tsiolkovsky. I talked about that in The Dark Path, but he was actually the originator. He beat Sitchin by probably 50 years or something like that. But anyway, he's talked about how Sitchin was close, but not quite right. Tom DeLonge thought that Europa had life on it, which is also very curious, right? You read The Dark Path, you know why. Arthur C. Clarke, NASA, they all talked about going to Europa to find life. And here's Tom DeLonge, the guy who has the inside information, telling us Europa's got life on it. Now, finally, he says that the Secret Machines Project, which is, let me back up again, Secret Machines is what he is deeming to be sort of a multimedia project. He's going to have the books. He's going to have some movies, and he's got something else going on with it, maybe music videos or something. But in the interview, he says that it will be entertainment, and there will be real UFO videos of Disclosure. Now, that was essentially what I got from the show. There's more, and I'm sure I'm missing a piece here or there, but that's the gist of it. Again, overall, we're talking about Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 is been approached by the ABCs and told about all this information from high-ranking people. If you follow his Instagram, you'll see he's talking to legit, high-level physicists, PhDs, people in the CIA, high-ranking, generals, officials, all that kind of stuff. So these are people that are very well connected. So it makes me wonder why. Why would they do that? Why they got so much to lose? What that leads to in the more paranoid mind is maybe this is part of a disinformation psyop. And just, let that settle in the back of the mind. I know the audience here, I don't know what the breakdown is. Some of you are pro-alien, meaning you believe it, you believe the government's covering it up, and we need to learn about these things, and the government doesn't want us to know because it'll change the way we think about the world. Then there's some of you that believe the aliens are demons, and they're demonic spirits, and we've been warned about this in the Bible, and we shouldn't contact them. And then there's some of you that think it's just, you know, stupidity and it doesn't exist and whatever. Now, I tell you, I'm not of the third camp there. I lean mostly towards the aliens or demons because of all the sort of paranormal things that happen in demonic possessions and alien abductions and how they coincide, how there's like a mental component, a possession component to them. There's a whole slew of reasons as to why I believe that. But like I said, what do I know? I'm not on the inside of any of this stuff. I just gauge what I know off of the books I've read, the beliefs of the occult, and then the entertainment and disinformation that we're shown. Which leads us into talking about this Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. This was a secret program funded by the United States government to study unexplained aerial phenomenon. Now, on the Wikipedia page, it claims it wasn't classified. But in a lot of the, like the New York Times article on this, they said it was on a black budget. That's classified. So, anyways, this program ran from 2007 to 2012. And it's interesting because Senator Harry Reid was the one that initiated this. And what makes it even more interesting is that you find out the reason why he was interested, because he visited Robert Bigelow's Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. Now we'll talk about why that's a thing here in a minute, but let's take a brief look at the history of UFO research. We talked about Project Blue Book and how that was shut down many years ago, and many theorists believe that it was never shut down. Sort of like MKUltra. Officially, it was supposed to be shut down in the 70s, but they claim that it just changed names and went further in the black budget, so to speak. So, some people claim that Project Blue Book turned into Project Blue Beam, and Project Blue Beam is part of this. It's part of this new Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, in that this is one component of it. It's prepping the minds to accept that aliens exist. Now, Harry Reid said that his interest came from visiting Mr. Bigelow in 2007. Mr. Reid said that in the interview, Mr. Bigelow told him that an official with the Defense Intelligence Agency approached him wanting to visit Mr. Bigelow's ranch in Utah where he conducted research, quote unquote. The truth about that quote-unquote research is a lot darker than the news told you about, and we'll talk about that in a second. So Harry Reid, he met with these agency officials after his meeting with Mr. Bigelow and learned that they wanted to start a research program on UFOs. Now, the reason why this is of great interest, besides that we have this video of a UFO being chased around, if you haven't seen it, just Google, you know, Pentagon UFO video or whatever. It's a video from, I believe it was 2004. It's very interesting. But what kills me is that this video, you see this weird object, you hear the pilots talking about how weird it is, but then it cuts off. It's like 30 seconds. And I'm thinking, okay, so these jets were scrambled to go find this UFO, and then they chase it around, and they say, oh, wow, that's really weird. And then nothing. Like, do they just cut the video off? So, one of two things happened. Either the thing disappeared immediately, right after, you know, that 30-second video that they caught, it disappeared just as quick as it showed up. Or it did something that's perhaps classified. And what is that something? That's the curious element here. It did something classified that they can't show us. That's the the terrifying part of this. But let's talk about Robert Bigelow. This is a name that has been on the minds of conspiracy folks for some time now, because he founded Bigelow Aerospace, which took over that Project Bluebird that we talked about, or Blue Book, sorry, Project Blue Book that we talked about earlier from the government. He took it over and he investigated UFO sightings that the public had, because the FAA would actually tell people they're no longer taking reports, and they said, go ahead and call this guy. He's doing it now. They did this for years. And if you look at the logo of his company, just Google search for Bigelow Aerospace. I should stop telling you guys to Google, because I'm not a fan of Google. I mean, they're the best search engine, but they're screwing me over pretty good. And, you know, maybe it's because they don't like what I'm talking about. I don't know why I'm getting such hassle from them, but the go Bing it or whatever. But anyways, yeah, you look up Bigelow Aerospace, you'll see the alien head on the logo itself. If you compare it to the Aleister Crowley lamb head, you'll see the similarities there as well. Robert Bigelow also has been on 60 Minutes, and he told us that he's convinced the aliens visited Earth, and I'm certain that he's seen some paranormal things at Skinwalker Ranch. Now, I wrote an article about it because I met the author of a book about Skinwalker Ranch, and we had a good conversation about it. It was very interesting because the Native Americans apparently knew for many years that there was some paranormal activity there. And I'm going to read from my previous article. First, I talked briefly about how families were only staying on the property for so long. From the first day back in 1994, the families, were terrorized by an unseen intelligence that played mind games with them. Shadowy figures inside their house, objects that moved on their own, disembodied voices, and bad things happening to their animals, beginning with cattle and bulls that disappeared, and others that were carved up with surgical precision in broad daylight. Now, brief break here. Remember how I talked earlier about the demons and the aliens and the connections there? Don't these sound like demonic possession sort of things, or sort of poltergeist things? Talking about shadowy figures, objects moving on their own, disembodied voices, yada, yada, yada. So, just something to think about. Also, a gigantic wolf attacked one of their calves and was tracked through the mud, but the track simply stopped as if the animal had evaporated into thin air. Three dogs were vaporized while chasing blue orbs of light in a pasture. In 1995, the ranch came to the attention of NIDS, the National Institute for Discovery Science, based in Las Vegas. NIDS bought the property and began an unprecedented scientific study. Observation posts were built, video cameras were installed and operated. Scientific personnel and former lawmen were on the property 24/7 for 8 straight years. And that, my friends, was because Robert Bigelow was interested in it. And I recently talked about Bigelow in The Dark Path. I'll read that passage now. Robert Bigelow started Bigelow Aerospace, as well as an organization called the National Institute for Discovery Science, used to research the paranormal after the U.S. government shut down their UFO research programs. He infamously bought the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah that has been conjectured to be a hotspot for paranormal activity. He's also planning on establishing space travel for the masses, similar to Elon Musk's plans for lunar visits and colonization of Mars. So there you got. You got all the stuff right there. They all do the same thing. They all want to go move out to Mars and these dead planets. They're not worried about the one we're living on. They want to go out, go find the aliens. They're going to save us. They're so smart. And they don't see that it's a deception. It's a deception of demonic activity. That's why these occult magicians talk about channeling these entities and how dangerous it is. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. So, going back to the topic at hand. The Pentagon appropriated $22 million to Robert Bigelow's company, Bigelow Aerospace, to investigate UFOs and other phenomena that were familiar from many of the ideas of the occult we've been talking about. Under Robert Bigelow's direction, the company modified buildings in Las Vegas for the storage of metal alloys and other materials that Mr. Elizondo and program contractors said had been recovered from unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, Mr. Elizondo, that's, if you look him up, he was the guy at the Pentagon who was running this program. And it's quite interesting because he quit. He quit the program because he said something to the effect of the government was being too secret with what they knew. Now, is that true? Or is that all part of the illusion? Is that all part of the show? Moving along, researchers also studied people who said they had experienced physical effects from encounter with the objects and examined them for any physiological changes. In addition, researchers spoke to military service members who had reported sightings of strange aircraft. We're sort of in the position of what would happen if you gave Leonardo da Vinci a garage door opener, said Harold Puthoff, an engineer who has conducted research on ESP for the CIA and later worked as a contractor for the program. He said, first of all, he'd try to figure out what is this plastic stuff. He wouldn't know anything about the electromagnetic signals involved or its functions. Wow. So ESP, again, we're talking about, look at Blavatsky's talk of the occultist and these root races and all these superior aliens, and how they're more evolved and they have this ESP capability. Now, what this seems like they're claiming is that we've got some actual alien technology in our possession, and they need to figure out why it's there, what it does. You know, and the whole thing is just kind of crazy to me, because like I'm thinking, you know, I believe that people see these aliens, see these UFOs. I don't think they are what we think they are. Obviously, I don't know, but it's very interesting because I feel like there's probably been more than one crash that we've got possession of materials. I mean, going back to 47 with Roswell, right? There's no doubt that there's more than what's being let on. So it's curious that we're only now being told, like, oh, hey, we've got this alien crash stuff. Because to me, it seems like if you go back to like the Brookings Institute stuff that they, you know, they did those surveys and studies back in the 40s, 50s or whatever it was about how people would react if they were told that aliens existed and they thought it was going to result in some kind of chaotic scene or failure in trusting religious or other, you know, maybe control systems. So it's interesting that it's almost like they're dabbling, like they're putting their toe in the water to see how people react to it now. They thought maybe they would condition us with 50 years of entertainment about aliens and UFOs, and let's see what they think now. And from what I gather, just talking to people, nobody cares. I don't think anyone's interested. I think if you showed us an alien body, that would be of interest. But I think people are pretty numb to the idea of UFOs because we've seen them so many times. I mean, granted, on YouTube, people are got lots of fake UFO videos, I'm sure. But so it's interesting that we've got an official, you know, Pentagon-released video here, and nobody really seems too interested in it. Huh. How does this play into the big picture? Well, let's get into that. Like I alluded to in my book, The Dark Path, Peter Lavenda helped write Secret Machines with Tom DeLonge. Now, who's Peter Lavenda? Well, here is a guy who's written many books on the occult, probably the most knowledgeable guy on the occult that I've ever read. Some claim that he wrote some kind of revision of the Necronomicon. You know, these are all allegations and claims. I want to preface all that because I think Peter Lavenda is a very interesting guy. He seems like a nice guy. I've had like some brief, very brief conversations with him online, you know, like on social media or whatever. And he seemed like a pretty reasonable dude. So the curious thing is that somebody released a video of an OTO ritual that was televised. And I'll be damned if it didn't look like Peter Lavenda was in this video. And that would explain a lot, right? That would explain why he knows so much about these topics. And now, that doesn't mean he's the bad guy. You know, he's got a private life, and that's cool. That's fine. I get it. It does mean that if he is on the sort of occultist side, that he'd probably be interested in trying to garner interest for studying aliens or making contact with them. Because when you look at the different elements of the occult, ceremonial magic, and the Typhonian OTO, Kenneth Grant, Aleister Crowley, Parsons, all these people, all they were interested in was making contact with a divine intelligence or higher consciousness or whatever. Same goes for Stephen Greer. He's kind of a new age guy, but if you watch his documentary Sirius on, I think it was on Netflix for a while there, you'll see them meditating in the desert and trying to make contact with these things. Now, the only reason you would want to do that is if you weren't terrified and you thought they were a higher consciousness we could learn from. So that leads me to Peter Lavenda's Facebook. He made a statement about all this, which I will read to you now. By now, most of you will have learned about the articles that have been appearing in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Politico, USA Today, and elsewhere in the U.S. mainstream press. Sorry, I screwed that up. The U.S. mainstream press, as well as the world's press, that the Pentagon has released film footage of UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, otherwise known as UFOs. This was done exclusively through the To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, the project started by Tom DeLonge and with which I have been involved via Secret Machines since 2015. Brief break, that To the Stars Academy, that's what I was talking about when I said Tom DeLonge was trying to raise money, raise funds for investigation of alien technology or whatever. Okay, back to Peter's post. The revelations that the Department of Defense had a project funded by a black budget. Again, there's another person talking about how it's a black budget. It's classified, and yet other sources say it's not. To investigate UFOs during the period 2007 to 2012 will surely come as a surprise to some critics who believed that all that was over with Project Blue Book's termination in 1970. It will not come as a shock to many who believed this was happening all along, of course. What is surprising, however, is that this is confirmation of what had only been suspected. We no longer have to speculate about black budgets funding UFO research. It has been confirmed. We no longer have to speculate about top secret film footage of UFOs taken by the military, and in recent years, no less. This, too, has been confirmed. Even further, we no longer have to speculate that elements of the U.S. government have been aware of this for years. If you were waiting for disclosure, guess what? It happened. Your next question may be, why all the secrecy up to now? Good question. The U.S. Senator who jump-started this particular project, Harry Reid, made it clear. It was a question of national security. We've known that all along, but until now, no one in a position of authority has come out to tell us that so bluntly. At least, not outside of Hollywood movies. I'm going to take a break here. Now, Hollywood movies, what have we been talking about? Talking about symbolism and conditioning the minds of the masses for whatever. The truth, the control system, whatever. And it's interesting because if you read the Secret Machines book, the first book, that's the only one available right now, they talk about disclosure through entertainment and how they're going to do it themselves. They're talking about making these films. So this just proves that symbolism and the different theories of what we see on these shows is in fact pushing an agenda. Back to Lavenda. But it seems to me the Pentagon project could only go so far in answering all of our many questions about UFOs. I believe what is required now is a more concerted effort by individuals from all branches of learning, in both the hard and the soft sciences, to be sure, but also in terms of the arts, for the imaginative, thinking-outside-the-box quality that artists, musicians, and writers bring to the table. Think of Arthur C. Clarke and Philip K. Dick, for example. Okay, break. We're talking about the hard and the soft sciences here? Of course we're talking about the soft sciences. We're talking about the occult and the paranormal. We are talking about exactly what Neil deGrasse Tyson told Katy Perry when he said, oh, we need the artist and the what do you call it, the right brain creative thinkers. We need them to talk to the aliens. And why is that? Because they've been channeling and talking to these aliens the whole time. That's why the Kendrick Lamar thing came out. That's why Charlemagne the God talked about seeing aliens. Kesha, Katy Perry, and there's a whole slew of them. John Lennon, all these people. They all talked about seeing aliens and UFOs. And you think they're just being wacky or something, but the truth is they've seen them. They believe it. And then it's interesting that he talks about Arthur C. Clarke and Philip K. Dick, because those films are always loaded with occult ideas. Arthur C. Clarke wrote Childhood's End and 2001 A Space Odyssey and all of its sequels, which, by the way, ends up with going to Europa to find the alien intelligences to allow man to become evolved into the digital consciousness, the digital matrix. It's all about that. It's all about tricking us into being uploaded into digital beings. Anyways, back to Lavenda. For this effort to succeed, we need participation by everyone. Every field of human endeavor, every race, every ethnicity, every religion, agnostics and atheists as well. Every gender, every age, every political persuasion. No one has a monopoly on truth. Everyone has a piece of the puzzle. We are all blind men with the UFO elephant in the room. And we can only know this particular elephant by pooling all of our impressions, all of our resources. So, what do we know? The U.S. government has been studying the phenomenon in secret for years. That's actually what they call, that's what they call it in the book, the phenomenon, capital P. Okay. It was funded by a black budget. It was a project of which most people in the Pentagon were not aware. It was that secret. And as Harry Reid stated, it was about science as well as national security. So who do we have working with us in Tom's project so far? Scientists and national security experts. We know that. However it happened, whatever machinations, I don't know how you pronounce it, machines, behind the scene, took place to make sure it happened. This is government disclosure. It may not be full disclosure, but as we used to say in Latin class, I'm going to butcher this too, ovum ruptum est. The egg is broken, there is no going back. Is that the truth? There was no going back. Congratulations. Just think, you were alive to see it happen. It's a bittersweet achievement. However, when I think of all those who believed, but who are no longer around to share this experience with us, I am thinking especially right now of Jim Mars, who would have loved to have been there for this. This Negra Modella is for you, Jim. Salute. Watch this space, pun intended. So, you know, he's celebrating this disclosure, but I think, honestly, it didn't gain traction because we've seen so many of these videos that, you know, it's just not enough. You got to see the aliens. If there's really aliens, we got to see them. So that leads us into a couple options. One, the UFO is real and there's really aliens in there from another planet. Two, the UFO is all fake. And this is all part of some BS psyop. I mean, it could go either way, right? I do believe that there are aliens, though. I believe they're in the form of demons from another dimension of some kind. And they can go ahead and stay there. I'm not interested in talking to them or seeing them or anything like that. But they want us all interested in that because that is an occult thing. People don't realize that, but it is. That's what... Why Ancient Aliens is brought to you by Prometheus Entertainment. He is the light bearer, Lucifer. And if you don't want to believe that, that's fine, whatever. All my postulations I made in the Dark Path are that nothing good comes from this. Okay? And that's not strictly coming from a Christian perspective, because I've talked about this many times. So I'm going to talk about it one more time. I am a member of the Christian faith, although I'm not a good one. In fact, most of the people I talk to and friends with that are Christians, I don't really like them that much. that sounds bad, that sounds mean, but like, I think that for some reason in America, the Christians here, we want to be like more judgmental about things and chastise people, and then we focus on on dumb stuff that doesn't matter as to prove that we're this good Christian to other people, you know, and that's all my own personal hangups. But when it comes down to it, it's just a feeling I have, a belief, or maybe not. You know, I was raised in a Christian church, so I fully acknowledge that, you know, maybe I've been conditioned to believe that and it just feels right. Maybe. I don't know. You know, but I do believe in it overall in Christianity. As far as Jesus Christ, some of the churches aren't the best. Obviously, we had that recent deal with the Catholic Church and the priest covering up all the sexual stuff. That's pretty disgusting, right? I don't think anyone can get behind that. But, yeah, where am I? I'm going off the rails here. So, I'm concerned about this. I think that it's one small component and they're using Tom DeLonge because they know that he's interested in it and he's excited about it and he's got an audience. I think they're using him to propagate the message. I think this recent disclosure is part of this kind of deceptive thinking. It's either deceptive or foolish in my mind. It's deceptive in that there's really nothing going on and they're just distracting us or, that's it, distracting or manipulating us. Or it's foolish because we are messing with demons that these occultists channeled into our reality back in 47 and earlier. I believe Crowley channeled Lamb in like 1917 or something, and he wasn't the first one. People have been doing this for centuries. So I think it's a dangerous proposition. It's a dangerous game to play. I think it's going to accelerate. I think they're going to keep pushing these ideas and these messages. NASA talked about making contact by 2025. That gives us, you know, roughly 7 years to do it. They got to condition the masses to understand that aliens do exist. So they're doing it slowly through these supposed disclosure programs. Something else you got to consider. Tom DeLonge is a Freemason. And he's got photos of him wearing his Freemason garb. His Angels and Airwaves band uses the Masonic compass and square. Then Peter LaVenda is supposedly, you know, a magician or a cultist of some kind. Supposedly, allegedly, whatever. I like Peter LaVenda, so like I've been trying to get him on my show. So I don't want to, if he's listening to this, I don't want him to think I'm painting him as a bad guy. I'm just saying that if indeed he is an occultist, if indeed Tom DeLonge's Freemason connections are pushing this great work, that they would be natural conduits to channel this information out to the masses. And is the information true and accurate? Or is it preparing us and conditioning us to accept a new reality, to instill in us this digital consciousness, this next level of transhumanism? I don't know, man. All these questions I got. So, you know, if Peter LaVenda is listening, hey, man, let's get on the show. Because, I mean, the audience here, we've got a lot of great questions. I know he's been on Freeman's show. You know, Freeman Fly, I've been on his show a few times. So he is a very knowledgeable guy. In fact, I just finished The Dark Lord maybe a year ago or something like that. And that opened my eyes to a lot of concepts because originally, in my mind, a lot of these ideas of like Satan and stuff were kind of unclear to me. But now I get why the occultists believe that Lucifer isn't exactly what he's been portrayed as. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I do understand where they get their ideas from, because they think that there were some oppressive parties involved that made that misunderstood Jesus Christ and the real history of the world. I go through that in The Dark Path. I don't want to rehash all that right now, but it's a very interesting concept. I think we need to remain skeptical a little bit about these aliens and these UFOs. So that's my final two cents on it. I want to thank you for following along and listening. If you have any ideas on what I'm talking about, or maybe some clarifications you want to make, or you got any insight into it, hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter right now is my preferred method, because Facebook I kind of get a lot of info, but you can send it on Facebook. I don't check my messages as often as I should. But, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, leave that review on iTunes for the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. just hit the number of stars and or leave a comment on it so I can see what you like, what you don't like, where I can improve, and you know, what you think overall. Because I'm doing this for you and me too. I enjoy talking to you guys. Spend a little private time together. but anyways, it's been a long day for me. I gotta go to bed. But I wanted to really get this out there because this alien disclosure thing is the biggest thing going on right now, and nobody's talking about it. So, anyways, hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you later. Thank you.